The Freedom of the Commandments, Exodus 20, 1-2.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. We are about to go over the Ten Commandments. Before God tells us the Ten Commandments, he reminds us that he was the God of Israel that he took out of slavery in Egypt. As we know, this is not the first time that God has mentioned this, and it will not be the last. It's easy for us to skip over this, but that is probably why God keeps on repeating it. The God of the Ten Commandments is not mean or angry. He is the God who frees the slaves. He is the God who saves. We must keep this in mind as we hear the law. God's intent is never to put us in chains or rule as a tyrant. His giving the law actually proves that point. I'm a software engineer, and I have a special viewpoint on this topic. The law is a code, much like software is a code. You could think of computer software as the law of a computer. Here's a question to ask yourself. If I give a machine its own law, am I making it more dependent or more independent? To put it another way, when I allow a computer to make decisions on its own, do I do more work or less work? Do I give more direct orders or less direct orders? I think that we all know that a phone with apps can do more than a phone without apps. The law of the cell phone allows it to be more functional on its own. You don't have to be as big of a tyrant of your phone, and it is capable of helping you by making decisions that you would have to make for it without the software. God was about to give his people free moral agency at a level never offered before. God is not the God of slavery, but of freedom. The law represents the next step in God's salvation. Even though this law that God is about to give was a major advancement for mankind, it was not to be the last step in God's salvation. We as Christians know what was to come later, and what we have now is not yet complete either. We still sin against the spirit of this law and need forgiveness. We will see, however, that this is all a part of God's grace by which he shows his love to mankind.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.